America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, for the 5 o'clock audience, welcome. You missed anything, odyssey.com rewind. I am going to provide you with, if this is who the Lions really are, that they're just going to win every damn game seemingly by, you know, a million points. Well, what's the historical context of what the six-game winning streak is? And if this is who you are, you're going to be historically great, and I'll give that to you. But David has just said he has a Dan Campbell quote that he wants to share with everybody. So let's do that first, shall we?
Yeah, Dan Campbell has a quote here. Dave Burkett wrote an article regarding the deadline, and here he is quoted. "I don't think it's entirely up to us," Campbell said at the team facility. "I can tell you we're trying. Brad Holmes is trying, and we've looked at everything we really have, made a ton of calls, and he's been rolling on it, so we'll see. We still got a little bit of time here. We got till tomorrow evening, so we'll see what happens."
He's not wrong in saying that. It isn't entirely up to you. It does take two to tango, but there is no scenario I don't blame Brad Holmes if they don't make a deal. No. I don't care if you have to overpay. I don't care.
No.
It's the best Lions team of our lives. It's a magic season right now. You have a fatal flaw. You have no exterior pass rush. None. Mm-hmm. Got to get someone. Now, I'm not mad at what Dan Campbell said at all. He is right. But man, if we're here tomorrow and they haven't made a move, it's crazy to me.
No, this tells me what I thought earlier in the show. This is Cleveland trying to see one last. Does anybody else want to offer anything more for Za'Darius before we package him up to the Lions? I think the Lions have said this is our final deal, and you know it's a great deal, so we don't need to sweeten this, and you're going to end up calling us back when no one else can match this offer. So I think they're pulling a power move. Yeah, they're out there trying to get it done. It tells me they see what we see, that this is not sustainable. You have to add to this defensive line.
And here's what's not sustainable. Jahmyr Gibbs averaging 6.4 yards a carry. Not sustainable. Goff, the last 30 targets to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 30 straight catches. That is insane. Goff's last six games, NFL best historically, 80.4 completion rate, 140 QB rating. And think about this. This is how good this team is in all three phases. This is a real credit to Dan Campbell and his staff and these players. You've gotten the last 2 weeks 486 yards, but you've scored 76 points. Your opponents have gained 827, but only scored 28. Special teams, turnovers, splash plays. It's all there. So the question is just simple. You've been winning games by an average of about 16 points a game. If you were to keep that up, you would, along with the 07 Patriots, be the only two teams in the last 25 years to have that level of dominance. Do you believe that's who you are? I'm not going there on November 4th. I can say I do believe you're winning the Super Bowl, but I'm not putting you in that class. Not now, I'm not. But Would it shock me at this point? You just go to Houston and burn their stadium down? Raid their fridge? Nothing will shock me at this point.
No, I fully expect to hear Jared Goff chants as the game ends because all the Lions fans took over Houston.
You got to put Cheese Grater guy on a plane and get him to Houston. It doesn't even make sense. I don't care. The Cheese Grater makes me laugh. 248-539-9797.
What does that have to do with a Texan?
Nothing. It's just funny. David, what do you got on ticket text? And we'll go to the callers. But yeah, do you believe this is who the Lions are? That they are just going to dump truck all their opponents? I don't, because I've watched the NFL for too long. I just can't. I don't take it for granted. Winning is really hard. Winning by a lot is rare. This is just a really insane 6 weeks. But keeping this up with those numbers I was giving you? Come on, man. That's asking a lot.
Hey, guys. This is Mike B. from Detroit. Yes, I do believe that the Lions can continue beating people by 17 points. Every week that they win, that shit just builds their confidence. If you add a pass rush to this team, why wouldn't the margin of victory increase? If they bring in two starters, it can get even better.
Okay. If you think you're beating teams by 20 a game, I had to go back to the 1940s to find teams with winning margins like that. But feel free. The 1940s, I don't even know if black people were allowed to play. The 1940s, like, did they have helmets? It may have been leather. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I did the work for you.
Honestly think if they stay healthy, yes, they can continue this domination. Mike is going to break another chair in the office tomorrow if the Lions don't make a trade. I'm going to break a chair in my office if they don't make a trade.
I don't know if it would be disappointment or anger. I'll just have to wait until the moment. But there's just no excuse for it. And I it's not one player. I've never fallen in love with a singular player. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, it seems like it is trending towards being him. I'm fine with it. I'm fine if they trade for a couple of guys that aren't him. But there, you just can't. Not with the team being as good as they are. You got to load the wagon. It's time to go. Go ahead. Quick.
One more. James Houston should have been holding AG's umbrella. That would have been a better use for him yesterday.
He was useless. Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I was calling in to get my opinion on the Lions, but I was also calling in because I called into your guys' show when you guys were in Vegas and told you about my Dodgers parlay that the Lions is the last leg.
That's right.
And I'm calling back.
You did not cash in, right?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Now we're on to the last phase, right?
Cash out currently. Again, it's a $100 bet on a $108,000 payout if the Lions win the Super Bowl. Cash out currently is at $13,000.
Don't touch it. I wouldn't touch it yet. No. Mark, where's your head at with it? Now that you've gotten the Dodger leg down, I can't imagine what you were doing during that 5-0 inning. Oh, I could not imagine the scene at your place.
But I think we can't imagine what happened when they tied the game up.
Yes. So... Mark, how are you going to handle this?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I just in terms of that 5-inning, I was sitting there watching my dad, who in fact is a huge Yankees fan himself, so he was sitting there a little conflicted. But I think I need to let this ride out until the Lions make the playoffs. I do believe they'll be the one seed. I'll then chill during the bye. If they're not, then they'll be the two seed playing the 7 seed. Yep. And I think at that point, it's either cash out and take 10% of it and put it on the Lions to win it all. Or I bet on the other team. But, Mike, I'd love to hear your advice. I've never had a ticket this big, and I'm too young. This is too important. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, Mark, listen. I mean, for me, look, you've got to have the conversation about, okay, if I walked now, what does this money do? Versus, all right, I'm going to wait. They're going to live calculate what they're going to pay you week by week. But I think absolutely. Like, for me, I'm not doing a thing until I get to the playoffs, and you pray to God that Jared Goff stays upright. Now, once you get to the playoff, you're going to be able to set this up where I wouldn't cash the ticket out. I mean, Mark, you're going to have to get some uncomfortable sums of money and start taking the team the Lions are favored over plus the points. Because why? You'll be able to maybe double bubble where the Lions
I see.
Win the game, but don't cover. You hit both bets and keep moving. But you're going to have to put an amount of money on that that's going to justify what you're going to subtract off of your win, but you're going to have to start betting against yourself.
Either that or you wait until the playoffs start, and then that's when you cash in. But don't you dare think about cashing in right now.
No, I, Mike, I, by the way, everybody listening, go listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike does a phenomenal job there.
Oh, thanks.
I was able to take some money that, listening to a couple of Mike's bets and having belief in them myself, I was able to make a pretty nice parlay, and I was able to put another $250 on the Lions future. So I have money on them regardless of what happens here.
Mark, you're loaded for bear. Let's go get it. What you need to do is just be present with it. Stay with it now. And yeah, you this is going to be the hardest part is waiting. And just keep Goff upright. That's it. And then we'll...
Can I ask you...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. What's up?
Can I ask you a question about the Lions?
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith. I don't believe if Hutch gets hurt, they're making a move today. But with Hutch hurt, I'm a little worried that Za'Darius Smith is going to be the guy, and I'm going to get my social media filled with the Lions have made the move of the century. Come on. This can't be it. This can't be it. That's not where my bar was. It's not where it is now. I want to win this year and next year and the year after that. And you do that one step at a time, but you do it by making more impactful moves than a 32-year-old pass rusher. I mean, am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. Look, there's idealistic and realistic, right? Like, idealistic, I would have tried to push chips to the middle of the table and make the Raiders laugh in my face for Crosby. But realistically, that's not who Brad Holmes is. And I'm with you, Mark. I'm not worried about my third Super Bowl. I want to win my first. But here's the thing. Does Za'Darius from a physical profile fit what they want? Yes. Because, again, part of this is about setting an edge. So, like, when people are throwing out names, like, Mark, a lot of people have thrown out Harold Landry from Tennessee. He's more of a Sam than he is a defensive end. So that's not really what they want. Za'Darius will fit because he is of a bigger physical power rusher.
I was that guy calling in about Harold Landry, Calais Campbell, by the way. I still would love to hear his name come through.
Yeah, but look, I'm with you is that I would do it all, Mark. I'd call the Giants on Azeez Ojulari. Oh, but he's just a stand-up speed rusher. Right, I'll figure that one out. I would get multiple people, and I would go all eggs, one basket, and let's go do this. Because why? Because Mark in Rochester needs his parlay. Mm-hmm. And that's, I have loved tracking this story with you, Mark, because this is now months of this now. I love this. Mm-hmm. I want this for you badly. So let's just get the move. And you stay patient, and we're going to figure this out. But the Dodgers getting home, I told them. That's the whole point. That's the whole deal right there. Now you're at a point. They're going to offer you some real money. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do a thing yet.
Yeah, come playoffs, I think, especially if they're the one seed.
You think by the playoffs they're offering them 25?
At least.
You think, oh, really?
If they're the one seed, and they've let's bring this all together. Let's bring it home. They're dominating the way they're dominating. The 24 Lions are now a way to talk about an awesome NFL team. They're going to start feeling like, you know what?
What I said to him, 40%
is better than 100%.
Well, what I said to him at the beginning was, if you can get this thing to over half of the payout, you got to start having a realistic conversation with yourself about, okay, as much as you want the 100 grand, what's 50 do in actuality? And again, exactly. I don't know Mark from a hole in the wall other than he's a caller and he's a very nice guy. It's the idea of, okay, if I start hedging a bit, you are subtracting off of that total. Now, you can obviously, the presumption is the Lions will be favored in these playoff games. Mm-hmm. Being favored allows you room. Now, there are some creative things you can do,
right. But
you're going to have to take uncomfortable sums of money. And that money has to come from somewhere. Look, you put $100 on a parlay that now is generating potential of 108. That, you know, Mark still has to go find a cash reserve of about 25 grand to do this right. So I also can't just be like, oh, yeah, see? And I'm just going to – Mark's calling his dad, and he's taking a HELOC out of the house.
Right.
That's not what we're advocating.
Well, see, that's what by the time the playoffs start, then, you're probably looking at about 25. If they win their first game – that's when I think you're looking at about half. Okay, we're in the NFC title game.
The best part?
Hey, buddy.
If they earn the one seed, you're not even playing in the wild card round.
Right.
You just sit.
So then you get that first game, and then that's where it's like, and they win that one, and they're in the title game. That's when I think you're going to see, look, how about we give you half?
Mark has stuck with us every step of the way. I know we'll hear from him again, and probably before Thanksgiving, and we'll have the conversation. All right. I'm happy for him. I just hate that it came at the expense of my Yankees, but I'm happy for Mark.
Well, you know, you said that in Vegas, though. You would be willing to lose if it meant that he won.
Yes. Yeah. You. Because that, Mark's a young dude. Like, I think he called in and said he was only like, I don't know, like 21 or 22 years old.
You know what I never want to hear you say?
What's that?
The sports is not fun. It's fun.
Well, it's not my world currently.
It's fun. But you know what? You sacrifice your joy for that young man.
You're right. You're right.
I'm proud of you, man.
We just had Kurt Cignetti blow our back out.
Okay.
47 points.
Can we stick to the subject at hand? Talk about Mark. Indiana wasn't a part of the parlay.
Could you imagine if Indiana was part of that parlay?
It would pay him $1 million.
Right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, straight to the people. We've offered you some historical context to what the Lions are doing. Can they keep it up? We're also on Trade Watch. I'm saving primarily the trade talk for tomorrow. And the one interesting note, they let go of, I don't know, Bobby Boatplane or whatever his name is, and some guy named Pete Smith. Well, that's two spots on the 53. One goes to J-Mo, and one goes to? Hopefully, Za'Darius Smith.
Could
we'll
be.
See. Let's go to Dylan. He's up next, 97.1. Hi, Dylan. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you doing, Mike?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So, just listening to you guys talk and some of the fans calling in, I feel like sometimes there's like a little sentiment of SOL still in there. Like, I feel like the only way people are ever going to really get off the Lions back and change their minds about them is if they really win it. Because even when I sit down and watch games with my dad, he's like, oh, they suck.
Oh, they're God. Oh, no.
And I'm not saying you guys, but my dad, even my dad. Like, oh, like, it's just like, I see it. I feel like with some of the older generations.
Yeah, they're scarred.
And, it's just like, I'm like, just chill out. It's like, it's the game just started, you know, or like halftime, or like, just chill out. But it just feels like so many people are not going to give them a break or a chance.
No, and Dylan, look, admittedly, it's easier for me. Like when I said they're winning the Super Bowl this year, the week the season started, it's easier for me because I don't have all of that scar tissue. Yes, I have worked here for 20 years, but it is different for guys like your pops. 50, 60 years is different than 20. And also is like, I don't come from here. So I try to just keep it on the even Steven with them. I don't believe in the SOL stuff. So you're right. Well, I think there's a lot of that, Dylan, for a lot of the old heads out there. It's hard.
And the other thing is, too, is I'm not saying they shouldn't do anything. I mean they should, obviously. But even if they don't, it's like they're still –
everyone's saying they can't keep doing this, and that's my reason why I bring up SOLs. But it's like they can. Like,
what if I said, Dylan, they can keep winning, but they're just not going to keep tossing people off the top rope into the crowd. I mean, they're killing people, Dylan.
Yeah, how about this? They start winning by six points.
Right.
I don't disagree, but if they keep doing it, then they keep doing it. I don't think they are going to keep doing it. But if they keep doing it, then we can't argue with. So the proof's in the pudding. So right now we can't say they're not going to do it because they're still doing it.
Yeah, and I still believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you, if they don't make a deal between now and tomorrow at 4 o'clock, it hurts my confidence because Dylan, I don't want to play the role of, like, negative dad. But, like, I see Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl having all day to throw. Oh, it's a nightmare.
And Dylan, I think that what you're seeing for a lot of Lions fans, think of it as if a no-hitter is being thrown in baseball, and Lions fans are like everybody in the dugout. You don't want to say it. You don't want to mention it. You don't want to do anything for fear that you're the jinx, not realizing you really have nothing to do with this unless you're on the field.
Correct.
But that's why Lions fans are at this whole, well, I don't want to say Super Bowl because you may get your feelings hurt. Well, that's sports. That happens.
Like, look at this week. I mean, the Lions are last 55 games. They're 40-15 against the spread. And Vegas still puts out Lions -3.5 at Houston.
That's one of those that somebody who hosts Cash or Ticket would say.
No.
You know what to do.
Yeah, stay away. Because honestly, everything in my body would tell me you bet Houston. But I can't be recommending that the way this team's playing. I can't do that.
For you, because I want good things for you, contrary to what you think.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders
says
he's done after this year. So he will be going to the NFL.
I'd hope so.
Well, he's not taking courses. He's not taking any classes. He's done. Like, he's declared. That's it.
When he had a video saying, I want to go to class one time to see what it's like, that pretty much told me he wasn't exactly studious.
He's going to be a New Yorker. I feel it.
We won't be. Dude, you know what's going to happen. The Giants are going to beat the Panthers for no good reason, and we will watch all the good quarterbacks go ahead of us.
No, he's going to be a Giant, not a Jet.
Yeah, we'll take Jackson Dart in the third round. Then I'm going to hit you with a chair. Let's go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
What up, though, boys? How you guys doing?
Good. Hey. What do you got?
Good, man. Man, before we get started, man, did anybody hear that weird Tom Brady comment about Matt LaFleur's mustache yesterday during the game?
Oh, he's like, it's regal. It's beautiful. It's perfect. He spends $100 on it. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that guy's unlistenable, too. Man, you know what? I think this team, to quote you, Mike, is a wagon. I think this team came into the year with an edge. They came into the year with something to prove, and they're playing that way week in and week out. Are they going to win a game by 5 or 6 points? Yes. Are they going to lose a game by maybe a field goal? Yes. I'm not saying the team's going to be perfect, but I think they're still going to roll. Those other teams that you brought up, whether it be the Rams in 99 or the Bears in 85, they still lost one or two games.
Like, of course.
I just feel like this team looks like a team that is on a mission, locked in, whether it be the offensive coordinator refusing to leave, whether it be the way our coach coaches, whether it be teams walking into Green Bay with Green Bay sucks. Like, everything about this season is saying this team came in on a mission. And I just feel like if we short play it, we're not giving ourselves a chance to enjoy it. You can't only enjoy it when we finally finish. I think we're in the middle of something that's pretty special.
But it's every reason why. Everything you just said is true, but it's every reason why I need them to make that trade before tomorrow.
Oh, no, and I'm right on board with you. But I just feel like, and you know what, Mike, you said you're not a Detroiter, so you're a little different than regular Lions fans. I disagree, man. I think you're almost one of us because what was it before the Minnesota game? Man, they just can't keep this going. Before the Green Bay game last week, you're like, man, if you guys handle them this week, you can say whatever you want. Like, you have that little bit of pessimism in you, too, because it's just like,
oh, yeah, Jay, that's just called being a cynical Richard from New York. That's in my DNA. I don't have a choice. I was born with this defect. But, yes, Jay, all I'm saying is it's not an SOL thing. I never put that evil on them. That's not the game I play. It's just, Jay, you watch football for so long, and you're like, okay, on the road in your division are the toughest assignments. The idea, A, winning the Minnesota game the way they did after the way it started, incredible resilience. To go on the road in awful weather and blow out the Packers, that's something entirely different. That's unbelievable.
You know what? Last thing on the way out the door. I think every once in a while there's an anomaly. Look what the Rams were before the greatest show on turf. They were one of the worst franchises in history. Mm-hmm. Look at the Bears before and after the 85 team. They weren't really anything to write home about. Look at the 15-1 Minnesota Vikings. Like, every once in a while, there's just an anomaly of a team that, yes, for whatever reason, things go right. And I think that is us this year. Everything is lined up. And like I said, Branch getting taken out, or, you know, Hutch being hurt. It seems like no matter what happens, J-Mo not being there. Everybody was like, oh, J-Mo's not there, so Green Bay's defense will be able to do this, that, and that. And it's just like, nothing affects this team, and I think it starts from the coach down. And
they might be the outlier.
We're on a magical run.
Jay, they might be the outlier.
Take it easy, boys.
Yeah, you too, Jay. Appreciate the call. And he's not wrong. I mean, they might just be that outlier. But, yeah, I'm a show-me fan. I'm not the person who does the irrational euphoria crap. Like, I just take each game as what it is. You look at the matchups. I think it's equally disingenuous for someone like us to be on the air and just being like, well, they're going to win because they're going to win so big. It's like that's not what we do.
No, I think we're still a few weeks away before we hit the voodoo and the pitching chaos that the Tigers
have. Oh, no. If they just acquire a pass rusher or two before tomorrow, just
oh, no, no, but
let's
I'm saying,
book New Orleans.
At that
what
point,
are we talking about?
At that point, though, that's when you just say, you know what, they're going to win because they have 53 players on
David,
the
I'll take you to Parkway for the best po' boy in New Orleans, maybe Domalisi's. Listen, I got you covered. I got all the spots down there.
Where's the best beignets?
There's only one place. I think those things are massively overrated. You just go to Cafe Du Monde and just get the damn things. Okay. It's touristy, but they're good. But they're just overrated.
It's just like something that I like.
I do. I just listen. You hear me now. There are a zillion amazing places. You know Louisiana. Why are we arguing? There's a million great places down
there. But you
think I care about a fried donut?
You got a guy for everything.
I just told you. We'll go to Parkway.
No. You know, that's not a beignet. That's just
no,
a fried
I just
donut.
View it. It's
this
just,
is
it's,
a beignet.
No, it's all the same.
That's
it's an elephant ear. It's pizza freed. It's just what it is. It's a fried donut.
That's a baguette. Okay. It's not a beignet.
Right.
It's a baguette.
I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, let's see. This week's drive of the week. Signetti got out of bed. Oh, Indiana's first drive. Second drive. Nope. I don't care anymore. David, what's the drive of the week?
That is not the drive of the week. I'm going to go with an old staple here. Everyone knows his name. Matthew Stafford took the L.A. Rams on a four-play drive after Seattle decided not to kick the field goal in overtime. Stafford went down four plays with a touchdown pass to win the game. That was his 46th game-winning drive of his career. Touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson. That is your drive of the week.
Tremendous. And Indiana. Every drive. We'll get to the college stuff tomorrow. I know today was Lions heavy. We got trade deadline tomorrow. I still believe they're making a move. They got to make a move. There's no way with this team being this good, they can roll forward with this D-line. Come on.
No, I think they're going to make a move. I don't want to get sold on one guy. It's kind of like draft day, man.
Brad, I want all my picks back.
No, not that draft day. I'm talking about when the Lions draft. And it's never the selection we want Brad Holmes to go and get.
Throw in David Putney.
So, yeah. And a side order of pancakes.
That movie is so bad. David, a few tickets.
Coach.
Yeah. Coach always walks around in a branded
Dan
Browns
Campbell
polo that says coach.
Yeah, Dan Campbell needs to walk around the facilities. Coach.
Someone's telling you, Rico, that the best big nets are in Frankenmuth.
The best big nets are in Frankenmuth.
All I'm saying is there's better stuff to eat in New Orleans than those stupid donuts.
I can't wait for Thursday night football to finally be able to watch football without campaign ads. That is from Nolan.
Hello.
Or Wednesday, Maction.
We'll see.
Tuesday night, Bowling Green CMU.
Can't wait for that. Yay!
That ranks right up there with Purdue Northwestern.
Okay.
Actually, it was a good game.
Do you want that, or do you want to watch the magic wall and people losing their mind about the election?
Oh, man. Let's go. I need to know about more things I don't care about. Yeah.
More useless panels.
If the 49ers make a splash move and the Lions don't do anything, I'll blame you, Rico. That is from Jason.
Why not?
Yeah, honestly.
Why?
Sure.
At this point, why not?
Watch the Niners get Za'Darius Smith, and then I just walk out.
I'm just a pinata. Go for it.
Someone is asking a real question, though. Troy is asking a question. If the Smith trade does happen, what are you comfortable with giving up?
I don't care. And I'm not being smarmy. I do not care. I want the player. If I got to overpay, I overpay.
Not a one. Not a one for him.
Well, clearly, that would be malpractice.
No, but he said what? Like, I don't care means if they said a 4-1, you're saying you don't care.
If they did a pick swap of your second for their third plus Za'Darius.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I have to get this player because I can't roll forward with Bobby Woo-Woo and Pete Muhammad.
So, yes, the only thing off the table to me is your first pick, your first round selection.
Can we say Thanksgiving? They absolutely love that drop every time.
We all do. It's remarkable.
Can't believe it didn't win last year.
I don't want to hear Cleveland held up the deal. What's the backup plan? Somebody make a deal by noon.
Hey,
make it happen.
I got Azeez Ojulari price to sell. Just call me. Here, give me a fifth. What do you want from me? I don't control what the Giants do. Here, I'll throw in Steve Slayton for no reason.
Just throw in a punter.
Bogo. Yeah, what else you guys need? Here, it'll be like Europe in soccer where I can lease you a player. You want Dexter Lawrence for the next 8 weeks? He ain't doing me any good. What do you want?
That would be nice.
Oh, whatever you want. Price to move.
Says, I was listening on the rewind. Nice rant on Franklin, Mike. Now do Sherrone Moore.
Nope. I hope Sherrone is happy. I don't know. Look, I don't think you played that poorly against Oregon. I don't. Dan Lanning deciding to go Tom Osborne 1996. I didn't understand not taking a knee. Michigan conceded. Now you're rubbing it in over here. I'm going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Dan Lanning, you're the king of laying down and not rubbing it in.
Mike. Dan listened to Cast a Ticket.
I didn't touch that game. I wouldn't touch that game. With a
I thought
ball.
Cookies told me, hey.
Wow. He wanted to. He chickened out.
14.5, take the Ducks.
He chickened
and
out.
And in order to do that, you needed them to score in that final 30 seconds.
Can someone explain the camera crane?
Can somebody check to make sure Orgy still remembers
Holy
his name?
Hell.
He hit I've that never... thing, and I was just like, you I've, literally saw.
I thought it was an optical illusion.
You saw cartoon ducks going around in a circle.
Well, I thought at first he fell. Like, there's no way he just careened off a crane. I couldn't believe it.
And he hit the part with the weights on the end.
Couldn't believe it. What was that thing doing there? Couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, it's in
blame that. Rico, the TV people.
Whoa, no, they didn't have that when Rico was doing TV.
No, but that's part of the networks is what he's saying.
Oh.
To get the overhead shot. And, yeah, it's in that dead spot of Michigan Stadium. That's the part I don't like standing there because, yeah, anything that happens, dead. And you saw Orgy went through for the pass. And
what was with that play call in such an important play? And your quarterback was all right. What the hell are you doing having wide receivers throw the ball to a backup quarterback guy?
Because in order to move the offense, they have to resort to the trick.
It was dumb.
No.
Jerome Moore needs to do better.
That wasn't the dumb part about the game. The dumb part about the game was Davis Warren was actually playing well.
Hello.
And you decided, no. I got this. I'm going to take you off the game, son. But, coach, I just hit three consecutive passes. Yeah, but they're expecting you to go back. And that's where we're going to get them.
How about Indiana, 14-point favorite? Oof. Okay.
Times have changed.
You really think Indiana's going to run them out of the building?
Yep.
Okay, then. Yeah, I got
If it went to 20.5, I would still say
you
yes.
You would
Whoa.
Not.
I
would. That is the Spartan in you talking.
No, it's not, Mike. It's like betting the Lions. Like, Indiana is on a path. They are just destroying people in front of them. And as you taught me a long time ago, you know what? Just bet it. Don't ask questions. Just make the money off of it. And yes, because I know this. Indiana's not going to take a knee. They're not going to slow down. They're going to leave the starters in the game no matter where they are.
Oh, no. Signetti. Oh,
so
Signetti
yes.
will rub your face in it.
Like the Oregon game, 14.5, and I thought they were going to take a knee and be like Georgia and only win by 14 and not 14.5. Nah.
Okay. Look,
that's not me being a Spartan.
I respect you. You gave backup.
You taught me the beginning of the year. I'll give you full credit. You said, watch out for Indiana. I thought you were on that.
We're insane. Ooh-wee, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Cincinnati, he's different, man.
I'm like, come on, man. No, Indiana. I'm like,
but even I didn't think,
Mike, it's Indiana.
I thought they'd win 7 or 8 games. Not this.
Indiana's
this
is going to playoffs.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Trade deadline tomorrow.
You know, the Lions won again.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.